Medicare Advantage is a popular offering among insurers, but has landed Cigna in hot water with the feds. What happened? I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll get to the bottom of that and other topics in this week's top stories. The Department of Justice has filed a civil lawsuit against Cigna and its Medicare Advantage subsidiaries, alleging that it sought to boost its reimbursement by submitting false and inaccurate Medicare Advantage diagnostic codes. Healthcare Finance News reports that the lawsuit seeks damages and penalties under the False Claims Act for the submissions, which the DOJ claims were used to artificially inflate the payment Cigna received for its MA coverage. Cigna rejected the allegation and said it was proud of its offering, but the DOJ singled out in-home assessments of plan members as an area of potential fraud. Meditation app Calm has revealed a new mental health product that will be offered through traditional healthcare industry players like providers, payers, and self-insured employers. Moby Health News reports that the offering, dubbed Calm Health, will include condition-specific programs that are designed to bridge the gap between mental and physical healthcare. Calm Health will also include tools for communication with providers and caregivers, as well as medication tracking. The new offering was first teased when Calm announced the acquisition of Ripple Health Group, a health tech company that makes apps for care coordination and condition management, earlier this year. Finally this week, the end of the public health emergency could have ramifications for telehealth. As we see in healthcare IT news, ending the PHE could result in the loss of Medicaid to millions when states review enrollee eligibility and other impacts to healthcare operations. Questions regarding what will happen to telehealth benefits and the continuum of care in the absence of the PHE loom large. There's been extensive support for making the changes that have launched telehealth and provided the opportunity to serve more patients. But some people want to halt the prescribing of controlled substances via telehealth for mental health and substance use disorders, and see the Ryan Haidt Act, the Online Pharmacy Consumer Protection Act of 2008, reinstated. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.